about singing Jai Prabhupada before Guru Puja? Should we or shouldn't we? Well, as I remember, the singing Jai this, Jai that, Jai everything else, that used to be toward the end of the kirtan. And at some point someone started introducing it at the beginning of the kirtan also. So that, you know, half the time of the kirtan goes in Jai this, Jai that, which is not necessarily wrong, but Srila Prabhupada didn't introduce it himself. As my memory goes, the Govindam prayers would be played, Prabhupada would take darshan, take charanamrit, and then go sit on the Vyasasana. And they'd go on a bit longer than here. So Prabhupada is sitting on the Vyasasana, they're already, by the time the cassette, or whatever it was at that time, yeah, it was cassettes, they had finished playing, they're all, you know, Prabhupada had been garlanded, been given chandan, and everyone was ready, and they just blow the conch and begin the Guru Puja. So there was the Govindam Adi Purusham, just as it would fade out, then they'd all be all ready, and they'd start Guru Puja Kirtan. So you could maybe extend the playing of the Sri Guru Govindam prayers here, and then just fade it out, so that it's also not nice to have a break in the kirtan, that you're just all standing around. So one can, what's the term? There's some terms, some musical term, where one phase of music, no, some more technical term, some Latin term, not synchronize, some other word. Someone who's studied music, they would know. So where one phase of music merges into another. So that would be better. You fade one out and then be ready for the other one. All right. Oh, etat prasange, in this. Yes, someone had also asked about this Mahaprasade. So this prayer, Mahaprasade Govinde, well, it can be said before prasadam. There's nothing wrong with saying it before prasadam. But it's not exactly a prayer or it's to prasad. Or it glorifies prasad, but not only prasad. It glorifies Mahaprasad, Govinda, the holy name, and the Vaishnavas. By saying that, those of little piety, in persons of little piety, confidence or faith in these four does not arise. So it can be chanted, but it's like it's a statement, it's not so much a prayer. So it can be chanted also. There are others also. You'll find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the purport, cited from Hari Bhakti Vilas, which I don't. There's from the 11th canto that Twayopa Bhukta Shraggandha Vasalankara Charchicha Uchishta Bhojino Dasas Tavamaya Jayamahi. The statement of Uddhava. Again, it's not specifically for prasad, that Uddhava says to Krishna that those items which have been enjoyed by you, shrug means the garland, Trayopabhukta Shraggandha means the chandan, which is chandan paste, scent or clothes, ornaments, Vasalankara Evacha, Uchishta Bhojan, leftover food, that your servants by honoring this, these items, by accepting these items, they conquer Maya. They can conquer Maya by this. So like this, there are different prayers which may be said, or glorifications which may be said. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Some places they chant Sharira Vidya Jam, but they chant then next they cut in Shantipure.
Ek Din Shantipure, Prabhu Advaitera Gauri. Who chants that?
In one particular temple.
But that's particularly for Shak, isn't it? Dui Prabhu Bhojane Bhashalo, Shakkari Ashadan, Ashadan Prabhu. It's specifically about Shak. So if there's Shak served, but Shak in Bengali means green vegetables, not just any vegetable, as it means in Hindi. Shakkari Ashadan, Ashadan Prabhu Bale Bhaktagon. A Shak Krishna Ashadilo. So it's all about Shak. And there's another one about eating khichdi. Like this. So when khichdi is served, you can say that one. It's nice. You can learn them all. So Hare Krishna. Now you have a question also?